Now, here's a puzzle. What is the University of Central Queensland doing in Adelaide? I know the University College London is in Adelaide too, but it's all geographically rather bewildering. However, our PhD for this week, Elisha Vahelius, is examining food waste here, a sadly sizeable problem worth billions.
Why did you choose this particular PhD to investigate what happens with food with this long chain of everything from the provider to the consumer?
Well, coming from a Greek background, food has always been very important to my family, get-togethers, learning to cook with my mum, my grandma and great auntie. And so from a young age, learning that other families don't have enough food to feed themselves was something that quite shocked me. And so I always had the idea that I'd like to pursue a career that could help. And as an undergrad, I did health education and sociology at Flinders University. And throughout that, I explored the issue in greater detail and then came across the amount of food waste. And that was quite shocking as well. And so looking at both issues, so the amount of food waste in our society and also the fact that 4 to 8% of the Australian population hasn't got enough food to feed their families and can't afford it. Seeing that together and those two problems, it made me want to see what research was out there and what...
Is there much?
Very little, unfortunately. There's quite a lot around food waste in the households and there's bits and pieces on food insecurity from a health perspective, but very little that actually looks at these issues together.
Remind us, how much food waste is there in Australia, roughly?
Oh, roughly. It depends. Household-wise, it's about 40%, and in the commercial sector, about one-fifth of the waste that's produced is food waste.
Yeah. Years ago, I did an interview in Arizona, and the global figure for the United States was 42.8%. That included commercial as well as households. Huge amounts, and you wonder why so much food is being chucked away when it's valuable.
Yeah, I think the tricky thing though with statistics around food waste is it really depends on what you believe the food is that's getting wasted. And so lots of studies have tried to look at how much waste is actually done by various countries and sectors, but actually even working out what is food waste and what isn't, everyone's still trying to work out in the research.
Well, I know that when lunches and festivities are provided by institutions, they always order far too much. Mm. And similarly, the provision, even in supermarkets, you see all the shelves are full. And you wonder why those people who could save a bit of money by shaving 10% off that sheer amount, why they don't do so.
Yeah, it's certainly something that I am looking into in my research with the food businesses. Why they need to stock their shelves completely? Is it because they think the consumers expect that?
They could have smaller shelves.
They could have, yes, indeed. Yep.
It'd still look abundant, but this question of money, if everyone's so concerned about just shaving the margins so that you don't deplete the funds that you've got, I would have thought that would be the first incentive.
I agree with you, but I think we need to look into what motivates the food businesses to stock their shelves and what their perspective is on it.
What about the caterers? What about the people who are providing all these great flash lunches for organisations that are having some sort of event?
It seems to be a cultural thing, I think. I've once went to a wedding where it was poorly catered for and everyone left quite unhappy. So I think there's that obligation of, you know, lots of food, showing abundance is showing, I guess, a sense of status and a sense of that, you know, the family or the business is well to do. And I mean, food brings people together, so I think people want to have an abundance of it. But at the same time, if a lot of that is going to waste, there's very much environmental consequences to that.
What about the organisations who actually collect food from willing supermarkets and hotels and such like and redistribute them? Are they having a good effect because they've been going for a few years now?
For about 10 years they've been here in Australia, food rescue organisations, and they're the focus of my research project. And so, yeah, I've been on the truck observing them pick up the food from supermarkets, restaurants and cafes and seeing them distribute that to charity agencies that feed people in need. And seeing how that all functions and happens, they are making an impact and scratching the surface, but I think there's so many more food businesses out there that could also be involved. But also I've been seeing in my research the use from the charity agencies, and a lot of the time food is still going to waste even with these models.
Yeah. Why?
Well, the food that is given is close to the expiry date. Sometimes it's really good. We get quite a bit of fresh produce, fruit and veg. Sometimes there's an abundance of bread and, you know, there's only so much bread people can eat.
What about these use-by dates? Because I ignore them. I mean, if it sniffs bad, okay, you don't necessarily use it, but they're quite arbitrary, these dates, aren't they?
In sociology, we call it a social construction. So when it comes to use-by dates, obviously there's some scientific basis to them, but at the same time, the fact that a food was on the supermarket shelf and it was good at one point and then the clock ticks over to the next day and then it's not good anymore, when really food, it really depends on
how it's kept.
How it's kept, yes. Yep. If it's refrigerated. And a lot of the time, if bread is slightly stale, it's still okay to eat. And there's a difference between that. And I think our society is quite strict on that. And for good reason too. But there is a lot of waste as a result of it.
Even in households where people look at dates and say, oh my gosh, that was yesterday, chuck it away now.
Yes, it seems to be something that's really permeated our culture, and the fact that we do see these use-by dates and best before dates as so strict, and as soon as it hits, it's in the bin. Whereas in food redistribution, a lot of the time it's extended. Use-by dates are still very strict, but best before, there's a little bit of leeway there. And I think if more people saw them as a best before, not a use-by, they'd use more food.
Now, the impact of your research is clearly significant because you're finding out where there are particular areas where lots could be done. And if you say 20, 30, 40% of food being wasted, Australia could save a fortune, couldn't it?
Indeed, yes. All the way through, the food businesses, to not have to throw out so much of their produce, if they were just having the amount of food that could get sold, well, obviously their profit margin is going to go up. And then through to households as well, if they actually were living within their means and actually using the food and not binning it, well, then they're saving themselves a lot of money. So, yeah, very much so. It'd be very good for the economy.
It's also aesthetic. I mean, waste is just so ugly, isn't it? But good luck with your research, and I hope you get results reasonably soon.
Thank you very much.
Elisha Verhelius of the University of Central Queensland, based in Adelaide. And this is The Science Show on RN.